Das beginnt Book 5, already, last. I don't know how many books, yes. All heaven. Also 6, only 5, this one. I think this is the retreat. So on the 6th day, oh my God, I'm ready to accept your will in every detail, whatever it may be. However you may direct me, I will bless you. Whatever you ask of me, I will do with the help of your grace. Whatever your holy will regarding me might be, I accept it with my whole heart and soul, taking no account of what my corrupt nature tells me. Once, when I was passing by a group of people, I asked the Lord if they were all in a state of grace, because I did not feel his sufferings. So usually when you pass by somebody, if she suffers, that means the person needs a prayer and word from the Lord. Because you do not feel my sufferings, it has sort of followed that they must all be in the state of grace. At times, I allow you to be aware of the condition of certain souls, and I give you the grace of suffering solely because I use you as an instrument of their conversion, but not all the time. So it doesn't mean she doesn't feel the pain and then the people are all right. Where there is genuine virtue, there must be sacrifice as well. So all put together, virtue and sacrifice. You cannot just practice the virtues without doing sacrifice. One's whole life must be a sacrifice. So true. Every minute is sacrifice. It's only by means of sacrifice that souls can become useful. It is my self-sacrifice which, in my relationship with my neighbor, can give glory to God. But God's love must flow through this sacrifice, because everything is concentrated in this love and take its value from it. No other choice. You want to be an easy life, so you cannot help the Lord. To follow Him is always something you have to make effort. Bear in mind that when you come out of this retreat, I shall be dealing with you as with a perfect soul. I want to hold you in my hand as a pliant tool, perfectly adapted to the completion of my works. O Lord, you who penetrate my whole being and the most secret depths of my soul, you see that I desire you alone, and long only for the fulfillment of your will, paying no heed to difficulties or sufferings or humiliations or to what others might think. Only the will of God. This firm resolution to become a saint is extremely pleasing to me. I bless your efforts and will give you opportunities to sanctify yourself. Be watchful that you lose no opportunity that my providence offers you for sanctification. That means Jesus gives us many, many occasions, but we just sleep it. We don't take much. If you do not succeed in taking advantage of an opportunity, do not lose your peace. It's human. But humble yourself profoundly before me and with great trust immerse yourself completely in my mercy. strategy. In this way, you gain more than you have lost, because more favor is granted to a humble soul than the soul itself asks for. So at times, you cannot succeed. Humble yourself. Start again. Seventhly, I've come to a knowledge of my destiny, that is, an inward certainty that I will attain sanctity. This deep conviction has filled my soul with gratitude to God, and I have given back all the glory to God, because I know very well that I am of myself. I'm coming out of this retreat thoroughly transformed by God's love. My soul is beginning a new life, earnestly and courageously. Although outwardly my life will not change and no one will notice it, nevertheless, pure love is now the guide of my life, and externally, it is mercy that is its fruit. I feel that I have been totally imbued with God, and with this God, I'm going back to my everyday life, so drab, tiresome, and wearing, trusting that He, whom I feel in my heart, will change this darkness into my personal sanctification. That means physically, nothing changed. She's so weak. She has tuberculosis. So it doesn't mean that when you say you follow the Lord and then everything changed. Only your attitude is changed, but still the physique is still difficult. So she knows that when it come out, I'm different, but nothing changes. Still weak. Still people is pointing at her. She just say, I say yes to the Lord. That's nothing else. Even that you change your mentality, and then people adore you, or people give a helping hand, maybe worse. That's our sanctity. In profound silence, close to your merciful heart, my soul is maturing during this retreat. It's a clear rays of your love. My soul has lost its tartness and has become a sweet and ripe fruit. Now I can be wholly useful to the church by my personal sanctity, which throbs with life in the whole church, for we all make up one organism in Jesus. That is why I endeavor to make the soil of my heart bear good fruit. So she is always bearing in mind, her life is the whole church with Jesus, the whole church. Although the human eye may perhaps never see it, there will nevertheless come a day when it will become apparent that many souls have been fed and will continue to be fed with these fruits. O eternal God, eternal love, who enkindle a new life within me, a life of love and mercy, support me with your grace, so that I may worthily answer your call, so that what you yourself have intended to accomplish in souls through me might indeed be accomplished. So Jesus, through her or her offering, that helping the other souls for a better situation. My God, I see the radiance of eternal dawn. My whole soul bounds toward you. O Lord, nothing any longer holds me back. Nothing ties me to earth. Help me, O Lord, to bear the rest of my days with patience. It's important, the patience. We know many things. We want to do, we want to follow everything, but still, in lack of patience. The sacrifice of my love burns incessantly before your majesty, but so silently that only your divine eye sees it. O God, and no other creature is capable of perceiving it. So many times it's important to do before the Lord, not before people. Many times we just, you know, behave well before the people for the sake of being understood or appreciation. Oh my God, although so many things occupy me, although I have this work at heart, although I desire the triumph of the church and the salvation of souls, although all the persecutions of my faithful ones affect me, although the fall of each soul is painful to me, yet above and beyond all this, I still have a profound peace in my soul, which neither triumphs nor desires nor adversities can disturb because of me. You are above all dispensations, my Lord and my God. So wherever you have peace or peace, always. Eighth day, O my Lord, while calling to mind all your blessings, in the presence of your most sacred heart, I felt the need of the particularly grateful for so many graces and blessings from God. I want to plunge myself in thanksgiving before the majesty of God and to continue in this prayer of thanksgiving for 7 days and 7 nights, the retreat. And although it will outwardly carry out all my duties, my spirit will nonetheless stand continually before the Lord. In all the exercises, in all my exercises, will be imbued with the spirit of thanksgiving. Each evening, I renew for half an hour in my cell, alone with the Lord. As often as I shall awake at night, I shall steep myself in the prayer of thanksgiving. In this way, I want to repay, at least in some small way, for the immensity of God's blessings. Although at times you might not feel how much grace is God, but always knowing grace is coming, had come, so always thanks, give thanks. However, in order to make all this more pleasing in the eyes of God, and to remove the least shadow of doubts from my mind, I went to my spiritual director for the address and revealed these desires of my soul to him. That to say, that the desire to be steeped in such thanksgiving. I received permission for everything except that I should not force myself to pray at night should I awake. Go back to sleep. When you awake, and then you want to stay. With what great joy I returned to the convent, and on the next day I began this great act of thanksgiving by renewing my vows. My soul became thoroughly immersed in God, and there issued from my whole being but one single flame of gratitude and thanksgiving to God. So this just one attitude, gratitude. Many times we not enough, but she said, thank God, whatever is given. By hook or by crook, thank God. We do not, unless we receive great grace. You feel just so full of grace that you say, thank the Lord. Otherwise, you are still compared with others. Why she that? Why that? Remind me all this comparison and make you downhearted. They were not many words, because God's blessings, like a fierce fire, consumed my soul, and all sufferings and sorrows were like wood thrown into the flames, with the which the fire would go out. I called upon all heaven and earth to join me in my act of thanksgiving. The retreat has come to an end. Those beautiful days of communing along with the Lord Jesus, I make this retreat in a way Jesus wanted me to make it, and as he had told me to on the first day of the retreat, that is, in deepest peace, I meditate on God's blessings. I have never made a retreat like this before. My soul was more profoundly strengthened by this peace than it would have been by any turmoils or emotions. In the rays of love, I saw everything as it really is. Coming out of this retreat, I feel thoroughly transformed by God's love. O Lord, deify my actions so that they will merit eternity. Although my weakness is great, I trust in the power of your grace, which will sustain me. My Jesus, you know that from my earliest years, I wanted to become a great saint. You have the desire to be a saint, not just something else, someone else, to be a saint. After your death, your statue put on the altar. This should be our aim. But of course you say, no, no way. You have no way. But Jesus can make it. You just allow Jesus, now God, to transform you to be a saint. So sitting here, all the saints, different figures. Not only Teresa of Avila, Teresa of Monsieur, or Don Bosco, each one. Jesus called you by name, right? It's a holy name. God wants you to be a holy person. Do you believe that? Yes. Oh no, yes or no? Wow. It's a great gift to be a saint. But we have to cooperate. I think the Jesus' design is everyone a saint. That means a perfect person in his life, living in him, for him, through him. My Jesus, you know that from my earliest years, I have wanted to become a great saint. That is to say, I have wanted to love you with a love so great that there would be no soul who has hitherto loved you so. At first, these desires of mine were kept secret, and only Jesus knew of them. But today, I cannot contain them within my heart. I would like to cry out to the whole world, love God, because he is good and great in his mercy. Shout to the world, God is merciful. O humdrum days, filled with darkness, I look upon you with a solemn and festive eye. How great and solemn is a time that gives us the chance to gather merits for eternal heaven. I understand how the saints make use of it. So it's not only in brightness and peace, but also in darkness, failure, still you have stand up. Praise the Lord. This is a time of getting married. October 30th, 1937. Today, during the religious ceremonies taking place during Mass and the second day of Thanksgiving, I saw the Lord Jesus in great beauty. And he said to me, my daughter, I have not released you from taking action. I answered, Lord, my hand is too feeble for such work. Yes, I know, but joined with my right hand, you will accomplish everything. Nevertheless, be obedient. Be obedient to confessors. I will give them light on how to direct you. Lord, I already wanted to begin the work in your name, but Father, as I think Supoko, keeps putting it off. Jesus answered me, I know this, so do just what is within your power, but you must never withdraw your efforts. Maybe the spiritual director is not taking action, but still you have to stand firm. November 1st, 1937. After Vespers today, there was a procession to the cemetery. I could not go because I was on duty at the gates, but that did not stop me at all from praying for the souls. As the procession was returning from the cemetery to the chapel, my soul felt the presence of many souls, understood the great justice of God, how each one had to pay off the debt to the last cent. So, purgatory is the place for purification. God is love. But in order to go into the purity of love, you have to purify yourself. Those people, not because mortal sin, but because of venial sins, still they are imperfect. And she felt the presence of those souls. Eh? The Lord gave me an occasion to practice patience through a particular person with whom I have to carry out a certain task. She is slower than anyone I have ever seen. One has to arm oneself with great patience to listen to her tedious talk. On earth, there are people, in one way or another, not so much to our taste. They be snow and snow and repeating and repeating. In one word can say, and then you can not even say what you want to say. Patience. November 5th, this morning, five unemployed men came to the great gate and insisted on being let in. When Sister Anne had argued with them for quite a while and could not make them go away, she then came to the chapel to find Mother Irene, who told me to go. When I was still a good way from the gate, I could hear them banging loudly. At first, I was overcome with doubt and fear, and I didn't know whether to open the gate or, like Sister Anne, to answer them through the little window. But suddenly, I heard a voice in my soul saying, "Go and open the gates and talk to them as sweetly as you talk to me." See, human reaction, all those rough guys, they can come here and kill you. So you have to protect yourself and speak through the little grass. I opened the gates at once and approached the most menacing of them and began to speak to them with such sweetness and calm that they didn't know what to do with me, with themselves. And they too began to speak gently and said, "Well, it's too bad that the convent can't give us work." And they went away peacefully. I felt certainly, clearly, that Jesus, whom I had received in Holy Communion just an hour before, had worked in their hearts through me. Oh, how good it is to act under God's inspiration. if people is rough, still you have Jesus, no? Maybe most of the people you serve are pagans, they don't know Jesus. But with Jesus in you, can help them. But this case of Faustina, they won't attack anybody they meet. But that kind of gentleness, the sweetness, and they don't know what to do. Disarmed. I think they cried. I think the first time they got a woman's voice, so gentle. They were, you know, I think they were born, they were brought out in the streets. You know, no manner, no education, no love from anyone. You don't know. I felt worse day and I went to Mother Superior, intended to ask her for permission to go to bed. Really, you see, she's really sick. She wanted to go to bed. However, before I could ask for permission, Mother Superior said to me, "Sister, you must somehow manage by yourself at the gates because I'm taking the girl to work at the garbage, since there is no one else for the garbage." I said, "Good," and left the room. She wanted to rest, but she had to stay at the gates. When I got to the gates, I felt unusually strong, and I was at my post all day and felt well. I experienced the power of holy obedience. It's our obedience. Physically, it's impossible. So beautiful, right? You do your one part, God gives you another. So many times you're angry because you lose your patience, because you don't see Jesus in another person. You don't have Jesus in you. You don't have a sweet voice. That's why people rough. They are rough because you are rough too. Correct or not? Mostly like that, no? Usually not you are the first one to start the war. Mama start the war. Then you got a stronger weapon. November 10th. When Mother Irene sold me the booklet with the chaplet, the litany and the novena, I asked her to let me look it over. As I was glancing through it, Jesus gave me to know eternally. Already, there are many souls who have been drawn to my love by this image. My mercy acts in souls through this work. And imagine, look at this, the picture of divine mercy. And many people already in the beginning, just printing, and already got the grace. I think those image of the two knights is how much Jesus, God loves us so much, giving out all his knife, you know, piercing the heart, coming out the blood and water. It touches people. But for us, already all so usual. Yeah, it's like that. But for sinners, they never thought about the mercy of the Lord. They always doubt. They despair. Most of the time they despair. And that's the most temptation from Satan. You lose your hope. Okay, I'm a big sinner. No way out. And that's to stay there. But once Jesus touching a soul, it's different. As I learned that many souls had experienced God's grace. I learned that Mother Superior would have quite a heavy cross to bear, together with physical suffering, but that it would not last long. It occurred to me to take my medicine, not by spoonful, but just a little at a time, because it was expensive. At that time, poverty. the world poverty. You can lose anything, even medicine. You can lose any inch. So I heard a voice. My daughter, I do not like such conduct. Accept with gratitude everything I give you through the superiors. In this way, you will please me more. I think that's her impression. Oh, it's very expensive, so need to. But it's not the way to take medicine, no? If one said, you have to take this, but she take many times very expensive. This is woman's, her little woman's thinking. And just no way, come on. So because of poverty and then your congregation that poor, just one cup of medicine, they lose all. She is like this now. So gentle and little. You can laugh at it, but you know, that's simplicity. What can you do? Only Jesus can teach her. Take it all together. When Sister Dominique died at about 1 o'clock in the night, she came to me and gave me to know that she was dead. I think she slept in the next room. I prayed fervently for her. In the morning, the sisters told me that she was no longer alive and replied that I knew because she had visited me. The sister, infirmarian Sister Chrysostomum, asked me to help dress her. And then, when I was alone with her, the Lord gave me to know that she was still suffering in purgatory. I redoubled my prayers for her. However, despite the zeal with which I always pray for our deceased sisters, I got mixed up as regards the days, and instead of offering 3 days of prayer, as the rule directs us to do, by mistake, I offered only 2 days. On the fourth day, she gave me to know that I still own 12 prayers, missing 1 day. And that she was in need of them. I immediately formed the intention of offering the whole day for her, and not just that day, but much more, as love of neighbor dictated to me. So she had to say, pray for 3 days, and she forgot. 2 days, she thought is enough, it's not enough. Because Sister Dominic, after her death, gave the appearance of looking so well, some sisters said, perhaps she was only in a coma. And one of the sisters suggested to me that we ought to go and put a mirror to her mouth to see if it would miss, because it would if she were alive. I said, all right. And we did as we said. But the mirror did not miss, although it seemed to us as if it had. Nevertheless, the Lord gave me to know how much this had displeased him. And I was severely admonished, left to act again against my inner convictions. Everybody knows that she's dead, but she looks alive. And then don't tell yourself that a mirror, not to see whether the nose is still coming some mist from out. But Jesus, she doesn't like this. Jesus doesn't like this. I humbled myself proudly before the Lord and asked his pardon. I see certain priests, probably Father Sopuko, whom God loves greatly, but whom Satan hates terribly because he is leading many souls to a high degree of sanctifying, and has regard only for God's glory. But I keep asking God that his patience with those who constantly oppose him may not run out, where Satan himself can do no harm. He uses people. November 19, after communion today, Jesus told me how much he desires to come to human hearts. Word of Jesus. I decide to unite myself with humble souls. My great delight is to unite myself with souls. Know, my daughter, that when I come to a humble heart in Holy Communion, my hands are full of all kinds of graces which I want to give to the soul. But souls do not even pay any attention to me. They leave me to myself and busy themselves with other things. Oh, how sad I am that souls do not recognize love. They treat me as a dead object. So many times, though, we are okay, I'll repeat this phrase of Jesus before we end. After the Holy Communion, this is November 19, 1937. After Holy Communion, today, Jesus told me how much he desires to come to human hearts. His desire, that's what the gospel today. It's not that you choose him, I choose you. He wants to be in you. The initiative from the Lord. The Blessed Sacrament. I choose you, not you choose me. You stay here as if you make your effort. Without His grace, you will not get up. You will not come to the church. You even come out in this early hour. You won't. It's not because you are strong. We are weak. Jesus is inviting you. Give all the graces necessary to follow Him. I decide to unite myself with human souls. My great delight is to unite myself with souls. Know, my daughter, that when I come to a human heart in Holy Communion, my hands are full of all kinds of graces which I want to give to the soul. All, every time when you receive communion, Jesus' open hand giving all the graces to you. But you have to see how Jesus reacts to those souls. Huh? But souls do not even pay any attention to me. Yeah, you take it, but there's a routine. And it might be you forgot what you take. They leave me to myself and busy themselves with other things. There's so many worries, so many things. Oh, how sad I am that souls do not recognize love. We don't recognize Him because we don't have love. Big capital letter, love. We don't have God. They treat me as a dead object. I think this is enough for today. Hope that today when you receive the communion, all the time when you come to Jesus, He calls you by name. Do you believe? You're called to be a saint. Do you believe? So it's really fantastic. Faustina, I think today Faustina is here. He's touching your heart. I think the last paragraph, Faustina is telling you, how did you receive communion last time? And how will you receive Holy Communion today? Faustina is our sister, older sister or younger sister. But she's with us. So ask her grace. Stay with us.